You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
What happened when a 68-year-old man got high and got behind the wheel?
Well, I am high as a kite.
A very long but very slow police chase.
I'm not pulling over.
I'm so high.
At the breakneck speed of 20 miles an hour, he led cops on a 15-mile chase, this old dude. 15 miles. Here's how the story played out. This happened in Pennsylvania. WJAC has the details.
The suspect in this case, Dory Adams. Police say he staged his slow chase, a parade of sorts, with police cars behind him. Several weeks ago, it was on a Thursday afternoon, the middle of the day, right before 3 o'clock. Police say they first tried to stop Adams in Belfont. He kept going, came here through Milesburg, and then turned south on Route 220 and went for several miles before they finally stopped him.
Dory Adams, after a preliminary hearing Wednesday in Center County,
looks like
going just
did.
A little slower than police say he was driving when they first attempted to pull him over in downtown Belfont. But police say Adams just kept going, not real fast, but not stopping either. According to police court testimony, Adams wasn't sober. He was driving while high on marijuana and kept driving for 15 miles, with seven police cars involved before he was halted with stop sticks deployed on the roadway. Adams, who's well known around town, chatted with us after his hearing.
WJAC, good to see you, sir.
He's got cuffs everywhere.
His lawyer's like, keep it moving. I hope you're happy with yourself, unquote.
Since being accused in the police chase, Adams is facing more problems with the law. Just last week, charged in a case involving possession of marijuana, according to police. In Center County, Gary Sanderson, 6 News.
I wanted to see the chase.
I wanted to.
Oh, man. Yeah,
the 20-mile-an-hour, 15-mile chase.
How can the cops not catch him?
I know. Like, what did they just pull in front of him? Like, Dory, stop.
What do you do? Well, you can't pit maneuver a guy.
Dory, enough.
I guess not.
Pull over.
Just knowing an elderly person who was chased by the police, because they were having like a blood sugar issue. When they see an old person and the person isn't reacting to them, I think they think it's a medical.
I thought that would start a little lower.
All right. That was loud.
I think they think that it's a medical issue. So they're just sort of waiting it out. They're like trying to get the person's attention or whatever.
15 miles, though, Chuck? 15 miles.
I know.
Yeah,
the person I knew went about 10 miles.
They waited 15 miles and then were like, all right, deploy the strips.
In his mind, does he think he's like speeding?
When that guy stopped and was excited about WBVJ or whatever
WGAC,
the hell.
Yeah.
WGAC.
Yeah.
You know, he was excited about the news. And his lawyer was like, you just come right on.
Yeah, get moving.
You don't talk to the news.
He was about to say you're my favorite station or something like that. I love WJAC.
He does. He's well known throughout town. That guy's
he's well known.
They had to use stop sticks finally.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, to just get this guy, but
he had a wild
I just wondered, in his senior mind, in his high senior mind, did he think he was just flying?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I feel like once you get a certain age over like 70, then
that guy's not even over 70.
He's 68.
Isn't that crazy?
He looks like he's 102.
Maybe it starts at 65 for some. Like you just are always. It feels like you're flying.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'll have moments where I feel like I feel like my car's going like 100, but then I look down, I'm like, no, this is the same speed that I always go.
Hmm.
I'm like, why does it feel like so much faster?
I'll switch mine accidentally to kilometers accidentally.
Oh, don't do that.
Sometimes, dude.
Don't do that.
I'll be like, wow, I'm going 112 miles an hour.
No.
You know? And I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's just my kilometers.
Ooh.
Kilometers.
Wrong button. Yeah. Hit that wrong button.
Yeah, wrong button. Don't scared me.
But most people, I guess, when they're high, they're known to slow down a bit, right? Like, especially driving.
Yeah.
Makes you just taking it. I think a lot, in all cases like that, any kind of impaired thing,
slow down.
People tend to slow down. Then there's the other side of it.
Where they speed it up.
Just pedal to the metal.
They are ready to die.
You know?
Like Cocaine Dave, I feel, would fly right past you.
I feel like cocaine would make you fly.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Yep. Need
All
for
right.
speed.
What about whippets? what would they do to you?
It depends, because if you had several hundred.
Yeah, what, several hundred?
The cops in Iowa City, Iowa, pulled over a 2014 Maserati.
Ooh.
That's living fast. Whippets.
When they ran the plates, they found out the owner had a driving status of barred. She was barred from driving.
Oh, wow.
You cannot drive.
Yeah.
The driver, a 22-year-old woman named Ziyuan Zong. And when the cops looked in her car, they noticed lots of canisters of Whippets. Jeez. Not just a few, several hundred canisters. So if you're not familiar, Whippets are a brand of nitrous oxide canisters that people inhale for a quick high. Her eyes were bloodshot. Her pupils were dilated. She had trouble speaking and balancing. She admitted she used about 100 canisters that day and was planning to use more. That's a lot, right? It sounds like
a
lot.
Yeah, it's way like, too much.
No, I mean,
I don't even know.
I don't know my Whippets, but I would think one or two would be all you need.
They go quick.
There's
right?
her mugshot there.
They're like hippie crack.
She was arrested on multiple charges, including driving under the influence and possession of nitrous oxide.
When I've seen like a collection of the Whippet things, there always seems to be like 10 on the ground.
Yeah.
Like it never is just like one or two.
Yeah, it's not like they're over in like 5 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
That's like hippie crack. Hippies will sit there and tear them.
Yeah. So you gotta, you know, I mean, it's not good for you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving around a Maserati when you're barred doing Whippets.
Not a good idea.
But she lives on the edge, this chick.
Oh, man.
She's like, so what? I do 100 Whippets.
All right, if you're down in Tampa and you went to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, you may have seen yourself a little extra man meat than you were hoping for.
That's exactly what I want in a Renaissance Festival.
Because they've had to apologize after the Men in Kilts competition flashed the crowd.
Well, what do you want?
Here's the story.
Skin to win.
From Fox 13. Let's take a listen.
Past several years, Amanda Soares has made the trip from Claremont down to Tampa to enjoy the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
You feel like you kind of just jumped into another world, and that's what's fun.
Soares was excited to have her son and parents tag along for this year's festivities.
You expect to see the costumes and, of course, as Mandy mentioned, the food, and you're in another world.
It's not hard to get lost in the fair's magical atmosphere. Yeah. But it was the cheers coming from a nearby stage that caused Soares and her family to stop in disbelief.
As I'm filming, they're cheering. They come around. This one came around, swirled around, danced. Then he bent over and lifted up his kilt. There's his backside saying hello. And then you're seeing other body parts also shaking around.
The show is part of the Men in Kilts competition. It's advertised on Facebook telling guests they're in for a treat. However, this is far from the show Soares and her son were expecting to see.
I'm there with my 13-year-old. And he's a little bit older, but still super embarrassing. He kind of made me look like, whoa.
Despite the crowd's cheers, some people can be seen shielding their eyes or turning away. Soares and her father claiming they were given no warning.
He was the fourth or fifth person that was trying to show what was under his kilt, and everyone's cheering.
With RenFest advertised as a family-friendly event, there are obvious concerns.
It was definitely a 21 and over show. That even if you're 21 and over, you would want to make a decision whether or not you wanted to attempt.
Soares just hoping this disturbing display can be addressed and RenFest can go back to the family fun atmosphere she's grown to love.
It's a really great time, so I would just hope that they could do something about this show.
Elizabeth Fry, Fox 13 News.
Yeah, I've had my run-ins at these Renaissance festivals.
I know you have.
I've seen some balls. I've never seen balls there, Andy.
Don't cross the queen.
She is real mean. She's a mean lady, and I'm not even kidding.
No,
like,
I know
she's
you're
like
not.
Actually mean.
Yeah,
I was like, you're not a real queen. You know that, right?
No, she is.
She thinks.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think these people are blowing it a bit out of proportion. Probably not right. The guy flipped his kilt up, but their 13-year-old son, honestly, it's balls.
That guy have a spastic little outbreak showing his butthole and balls to those people.
He's not about that.
Look at that 13-year-old's phone. I bet you can see worse than the guy in a kilt with his butt out.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess if there was littler kids, it would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, that he was quite...
What?
He was quite spread.
Yeah, I know. He was.
For just a moon. Like, I don't think Lisa would have appreciated that moon. Like, a good moon.
It wasn't a funny moon.
It wasn't like an obscene moon.
It was more so a goatsy.
It was a goatsy.
It was kind of a goatsy. Did the crowd see his butthole?
Oh, I'm sure, I think so, Lisa.
Why? Because he's spread.
Yeah, he has some kind of spastic.
I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say.
He just lifted up all of his goods.
Yeah, but judging by the size of his butt, his probably cheeks are probably naturally spread a little bit.
That's what I would have thought, too.
So he's giving you the goatee, but he's not actually reaching back and opening anything.
Huh.
He did a little shake.
Yeah, he did.
He shook the bits.
He twerked it.
He wanted you to see everything going on into there.
Yeah. Yep, I can never go to one of these, or I'll end up going to them all the time.
A furry costume on stage too, in a kilt.
I tell you, one time I went, I didn't see him, and I thought of you because there was a guy in this sweet barbarian type whole night outfit.
Exactly.
Like, it was at the. It was the crazy. It looked uncomfortable, but it would look cool.
I can't wait.
And I was like, I bet Chuck would love that.
I can't go to them.
Years ago, we had a station thing there, the old station.
Yeah,
I had to go once.
Wasn't for me.
Well, the one time I had to find my broadcast booth there, and I ended up parked in the wrong place, and I had to go on this like adventure like I was in Legend of Zelda, where I'm talking to townspeople to get clues as to where the radio station setup is. So I'm like talking to the blacksmith. I'm like, hey, man, you seen the radio booth? And he's like, oh, this way. Blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't really break character.
No. Someone says there's a semi-secret area at most Renaissance festivals that's basically a giant orgy.
What?
I don't think so.
No. It's like a. And if there promoted is. Promoted as like a family fun event, right?
Well,
but there's wenches like and there is.
Chicken or turkey or something?
Yeah, big turkey leg.
You get a turkey leg.
That's all I know about it.
It's funny, it says it's always that way at Renfest, though, and that the show is marked adults only.
I wonder if that's just not at this show.
Yeah.
Well, I just know if there's ever an orgy going on at the Renfest, this is going to be one of the lower quality orgies you'll ever see.
Well, did you see the guys
Mark
in that kilt?
Medieval nerd orgy?
The guys in that kilt competition, there were like two guys in shape. And there was like 16 guys that looked just like me in just a kilt.
Yeah, oh, dude. Oh.
Like, I could have easily went in there and hung. Not hung, but hung with him.
Hung with him.
Body shape wise.
Lisa
left. Like, see, there's a guy in the back who's in good shape.
And there's this, but the rest are all older
guys.
Look at
that. Older guys out of shape.
Look at this skinny little fellow over here.
If these people are having orgies in a secret spot.
No.
Look at that guy. He's a chubs.
Yeah, that's a big guy there.
Yeah.
You're intrigued by this, though?
The weird... Yeah,
you're intrigued by this, Chuck, for some reason.
Like, I have a kilt already.
I know. You have the stuff for it.
You have the stuff.
I could definitely buy a sword at any time.
Oh, you want to buy a sword.
At any time, I would love to buy a sword. That would give me a reason to have it.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, it seems like the dudes in the Tampa Bay area just like to whip their stuff out because something sketchy happened at an IHOP in Clearwater at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Something sketchy normally should always happen there.
But the cops in Clearwater got a call from an IHOP about 3 a.m. on Saturday. 24-year-old guy named Alan Ibanez was there. Apparently, he walked into the IHOP, started going table to table, offering people his junk.
Would you like it?
Just offering it up.
Would you like my dick?
Huh.
No, thank you.
Wow.
He whipped it out once. He wouldn't leave when the staff said, you got to go.
You got to get out of here with your dick like that, man.
You got to give him a spooning.
Ouch. Ouch.
Could you, man, the spoon is the perfect weapon to take on a donger.
Yeah, it's a spooning.
When the cops showed up, they did arrest him for disorderly conduct. He was in jail 11 hours. The cops let him go. 2 hours later, though, he was busted for stealing two donuts from a gas station.
Oh.
He ate one, and then he tried to use the other one to bribe the cops, saying, all cops love donuts.
Oh,
how about you just take this week off today?
You had a plan.
He was arrested for theft, and he is still in jail now. There's his mugshot. I do believe he has a music note tattooed between his eyebrows.
Oh.
It's one single music note.
He's a rascal.
Yeah, he is.
It's just one single music note. You think the cop, like, took his nightstick and, like, hit the donut and then hit him?
Yeah. Like, save the donut.
He got it through and then hit him?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Lenny's with us. Lenny, you've done the Men in Kilts contest, have you?
Yes.
And do you flash your stuff? Is it normally an adult show?
You've been showing your butthole.
So I've actually won it twice. What they do is it's an adult-only show, but they tell you don't show your donger.
Okay, so it's all about just showing the butts.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Do you flip up the back and show your ass?
He's won twice, Dave. You only win if you do it. You know what I mean? Skin to win.
I don't physically lift up the kilt to do it. I spin around so the kilt does it myself.
Oh, you do?
Well, how do you not show your dong off when you do that?
Well, your foreign keep mine is a authentic one from Scotland, uh-huh. So it's a heavier one. So it keeps the front down.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So you're like pushing quite heavy
it,
as well.
Pushing it down like Marilyn Monroe.
Or you know, like
what are those things
called?
Foreign.
It looks like a wee man bag there.
It's the man bag. It's where you put your change.
Right.
As a Scottish guy, you put all your change in there.
Is that what that thing's for?
Well, that's what I used it for.
Yeah.
But I put my wallet and my phone in there, so it's heavier, so it
convenient.
Keeps it down.
Right. Yeah. So it's when you do your man spin, it stays down. Yeah,
exactly.
Huh.
It's man spin.
Yeah. All right, two-time kilt contest winner Lenny there on the Dave and Chuck line.
Two-time champion.
Congratulations,
two-time.
Lenny.
The two-time. Two-time.
So that means he's got a high ass, right?
Yeah, if you got
that's pretty much what it is a man ass contest.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
When this
is
Winter Sounds Festival.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go take Lenny's title.
I got a kilt you can wear.
Lenny James is coming for you.
Coming for you, Lenny. I better start doing those squats.
He's on the road to hunkdom.
I'm on the road to hunkdom. I'm gonna be butt twerking like you wouldn't believe with my
kilt.
Oh my
god, it'll be unlike anything they've ever seen.
I'm gonna crush walnuts. I'm gonna skin a turkey.
What is it then? I'm just trying to think. If they didn't flash the crowd,
yes.
At least their ass. What's the? They just stand there in their kilts and people cheer for them.
No, like, it's 100% an ass contest.
It's got to be.
And this was an ass contest as well.
They didn't
put up the proper signage.
Or that guy shouldn't have flashed his bits. His bowl of fruit was shown because he did too much
of
a jig.
Did a lot of shakes.
Yeah. He was getting carried away.
It would be boring if there was just guys standing there in kilts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why would a crowd gather just to see men walk around in kilts?
Like who has the coolest kilt?
No, that's so boring.
You know what I mean?
Maybe to you that's really exciting, stupid. But
no,
not
like
to
it's
most
not,
people.
It's not.
Show your ass.
Yeah, that's true. Lisa knows what they're saying.
Lisa in the kill crowd. Man. Show your ass.
Bend over.
Get that ass out, kill man.
When I go to take Lenny's title, Lisa better be in the audience.
Show your ass. Show your ass. Show your ass.
I'm not
ass.
Showing it to Lisa. Is Lisa waving around? She is. Here you go. Fix your eyes on this baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We took Lisa to the Renfest last night, and she got crazy.
She was like Girls Gone Wild.
Show your ass. She was screaming, show your ass.
There's a lot of videos of what Lisa did that day.
Show your ass.
Show it.
I'd love it if she starts a chant, you know?
Yeah.
Show your ass. Show your ass.
Me.
Show your ass.
You want to see it? You really want to see my ass?
They do.
Yeah.
Here you go.
That's how you win.
I didn't realize there was an ass contest there. And
no,
James,
I
am a little shocked. That you're not in this ass contest every
single
year.
Yeah, I never realized it. You know, I thought, you know, they just had like the wenches, you know, squirt guys with water and stuff.
Do you still have the kilt? Didn't you guys get kilts or something?
I think I could probably.
Yeah, we did. We all got kilts.
Yeah, we got kilts. I'm not sure.
It's a good thing to use.
Someone said, my wife worked at a Renaissance festival, and yeah, after hours is definitely drugs and sex. So after hours.
What?
After hours?
Oh, so.
I wasn't cool enough to get the invite. I'll tell you what, though, about those Renaissance festival people that are real into it. They're judgy.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sure they're judgy.
Super judgy, dude. Like, I was wearing just normal clothes like a cool guy.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here.
They're like,
why don't you dress up?
The orgy is very true. The workers are just volunteers that drink all day long. My buddy's a tenant volunteer. It's gross.
Hmm.
There's a pickle man.
Didn't Al go to the run?
Well, he got hepatitis there.
Well, no, he didn't. Let's not.
Let's not. Yeah, yeah. He still have a relationship.
He got hepatitis Al. He was exposed to it.
Is that where he got?
There was a scare when he was there, but
that is. That is where he got it.
Thanks for, I really shot from the hip with that. Thanks for clarifying.
He
almost died from that.
He did not get it. It was a scare. It turned out to be just one guy.
What are we doing here, guys? We're on more cities since this happened.
Hepatitis Al, did you take part in the Renaissance orgy after hours?
Is that how you got hepatitis?
Alan, were you in the orgy?
Tell us the truth.
I am fully vaccinated, is all I'm going to say.
Did you know about this orgy thing?
I did not know about the orgy. I'm wondering where it took place.
He's the orgy king. What are you talking about?
I'm fully vaccinated.
Crown of dongers and everything.
Got a scepter.
Very muddy when I was there. I hope not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mud is bad.
I think it's the thing about the Renaissance Festival is it's after it closes. So no isn't a part of the... Yeah.
But if
actual
you're
crew.
Working for the day there on the radio like Al was, I'm sure you'd get an invite.
You know what? I don't think they look at us as real. Like, we're just...
in the gates.
You know
they
what I mean?
Outside.
Yeah. Oh, see? They wouldn't even let him in.
That's
they
don't so look sad. At
us as real. No, we're not real members. I'd be the only real member because I'd go there dressed up and I'd have a sword.
See, that's the thing. Is like, I guess if I would... Because I appreciated it, you know? Yeah. But I just found it to be... I found that a hostile sect of nerddom.
See, I went to I went to a Scottish festival one time, all geared up, and it was like family.
Yeah.
Just accepting you.
That's cool.
You know, but it was just pure Scottish dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or people who were pretending to
That's
be
more
Scottish
of a culture than a I'm pretending I'm a wizard.
Yeah.
Someone said I can confirm my ex worked at a Renaissance festival. They would party after and all sleep together.
Really?
Oh, they're not a...
Yes, there are orgies, big parties, very heavy drinkers.
They're not a...
So a lot of these travel around.
Have you seen any good-looking people at the Renaissance Festival?
I've never
Festival?
Been. I don't know. I can't say.
No, I know you can't.
No, been. I don't.
No, they do. They're a troop of them, right? Like, so there's people that do that job, and they just travel around to the different...
So it's like a carny.
Yeah, it's a carny-ish like, kind of thing, I think.
Right, they travel from city to city doing Renaissance festivals.
Right.
And I tell you... Not a good-looking bunch.
Well, the one that's in Michigan is the same one in Tampa.
Is it the same one?
Oh.
Same
company.
Yes, it is. A guy who used to work here ended up leaving the radio station to work for the Renfest.
And leaving for the big show.
Well, that's how awesome radio is. That's how awesome radio is.
That's like the Renaissance Festival is better.
I left radio to join the carnival.
Hey, congratulations. People are like, congratulations.
I'm going to make more money.
Oh, you will. I know you will.
The carnival life is... Night. The carnival life is for me.
Story after story of Renaissance orgies. A lot of the workers had this like tent village. They partied hard. A couple of crazy nights with them with flutes and bongos playing.
Jesus.
Flutes
God.
And bongos?
Someone said, imagine a carny orgy.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
But in Renaissance
Everyone's
clothing.
High. Oh. They're all dressed up.
Yeah.
And D.
Turn your radio down.
D, turn your radio down.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, D, you know for a fact people orgy at these things?
They do. It depends on the group of people you are with. Like how Andy said, there's the judgy group people. Then you got like the like dirty hippie Rennie people. And then you've got like the normal ones that kind of like volunteer. It's all kind of different. But there used to be a site around even our festival here that people would go to. They kind of keep it on the hush-hush. But yeah, it's all kind of the same people with some of that.
And
stuff
why do you say you know for a fact? Did you take part in a Renaissance orgy?
No, I've got some friends that have traveled with the festivals for years and years and years. Okay. Like, I actually have people who are down right now working at the Bay Renaissance Festival that I know. So
right.
Huh. And okay. It is like a big festival like that, like with the, you know, if you're going to go watch a kilt festival, most people kind of know a lot of those people don't work there. So most of them are not regimental, they're regimental, which means they're naked underneath there all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
I get you, D. Thanks for calling in. Mike did get an invite to the Renaissance Festival orgy. Mike.
Wow, Mike must be special.
how did it play out, Mike?
I actually ended up going. I was with my cousin and my grandmother, but... if they think you're cool and they're having a good time while you're walking around having fun, they'll say, hey, we have a bonfire afterwards on the other side of the Park. If you guys want to come hang out.
So they recruit people for their orgy during the day. Wild.
What a thing now. Like what a thing now to be invited to.
That's a documentary.
Mike, let me ask you, if you hadn't been there with family, would you have went?
Yeah, probably.
You would have done some Renaissance orgy.
Did you? Was there anyone there that was attractive?
There was a bunch.
Really?
Yeah, there was.
Okay, maybe we went to different festivals. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thank you. You guys.
Thank you.
Whatever you're going to say, we appreciate it.
It's funny to be with your grandma. She's like, I'll have your heart. Go be
out. Oh, yeah. Don't let me stop.
I appreciate you taking me out.
Yeah.
You only got a couple of opportunities. I'll drive home. It's fine.
I remember my first orgy. Never forget it.
I had sex with a jester at one in 1985.
Why do you think I love these so much?
You know who probably kill it is the guy, the horseback rider, the jousting guys.
Oh, listen, yeah.
They get all the tail.
They're the knights, for God's sake.
The knights get all the tail, no doubt.
They're knights.
Yeah.
I know it's fake, but you're still a knight.
Right. Yeah. You're a fake knight, but still a knight to them.
Yeah. You still can ride a horse and actually joust a wooden target.
It's a weird thing.
It is. We just uncovered a whole underground world of Renaissance festival orgies.
I want to do a documentary where I try to get the invite.
That would be so entertaining. I would watch
that. They don't like me, though. Like, those kind of nerds don't like me. Most nerds like me.
Because you don't play along. I think if you got up in costume and you were, like, speaking like an old English king or something.
Yeah, you're not into it enough.
I think they then would be all over you.
I get the invite.
I had a
100%.
We got to do a test this summer. We got to go and see who gets the first invite to the orgy.
I don't like force.
Just my sword alone will get me in.
As long as you guys don't cry when I get the invite and you guys don't.
Well, I expect you to get the invite.
We would cheer you on, James. I'd be happy.
I'm just concerned. What does a Renaissance Festival orgy smell like?
It's not good.
You know,
it's not a great smell.
And then there's this
turkey.
Cattle and turkey.
It is like a turkey farm.
And BO. There's a whole code people use at Renaissance Festivals to show other what they're into. They use colored feathers in their costumes, and that lets you know, oral, anal, whatever.
Well, what are the colors mean, and we gotta have these feathers.
You have the right colors.
Imagine Chuck is so excited.
You go in with every feather.
Man, that guy's into everything.
Yeah.
Anal, bestiality, hand stuff.
Oh, my God. Open for business. Look
at his feathers. I would have had no idea.
Are you getting your kilt dry clean, Chuck?
It's ready to go.
Oh, it's all
my kilt's ready to go at all times.
All right.
It's ready.
I can't find out what the code is. Must be so underground.
It's probably on Reddit.
I don't know if it'll fit me anymore, though.
Oh. You have to get
it. Last time I went for fun, I got so smashed on mead.
Yeah.
I had almost an altercation with a pickle man there.
Oh. A pickle man?
Yeah, there's a pickle
man. There's a pickle man?
He sells pickles?
Yeah, he's a cocky.
What do you mean?
He's got a big barrel of pickles.
He's a cocky
bastard.
That's all he does is he sells pickles?
They gotta have someone do it.
There's nothing else?
But he does, like, jokes about him, too. Like, he'll try to give you a pickle and he'll do, like, a joke. And I'm like, get your pickles away from me.
How much is a pickle? He just sells pickles. That's it.
At least it's just a big barrel of pickles. You can get a pickle. Walk around.
How long have those pickles been there?
Nobody knows.
No. Travel weird from town thing. To town.
Yeah.
Are they good?
I don't want a traveler's pickle.
Are they good? Are they good?
I don't think they're that good. But, he was real forceful about these. And I was just like, listen, fella, I'm smashed on mead. I don't take well to people trying to force me to do magic.
Or pickles.
Or pickles.
Right.
I don't want your pickles.
Don't force pickles or magic on me. You understand?
No pickles, no magic. Just signs through them.
So, I choose. My body, my choice.
Yeah, like someone said, because you don't dress up, they feel like you're the judgy one.
Yeah, they think I'm making fun of them.
Right. So that's by not dressing up, like if you're not going to dress up, don't even come. Basically, right.
That's why they judge you because you
whole thing.
So it's like an anti-hostility kind of thing. Like they feel as though,
It's like, hey, we're here trying to have our this is our fun. You're just dressed normal, so you're not really one of us.
Right.
Someone said I worked at a Renaissance fair for one season. They definitely partied after, and it actually wasn't full of bad looking people, but the smells were pretty bad.
It rained one year while I was there, David. And
yes,
and
David.
It rained one year, and there was they got wet. Yeah. And there's a smell to
there
it.
Is. Well, listen to this.
You can't that be pickle in the sun guy. For- that pickle guy shoved a pickle in my mouth, and I'm a dude.
Yeah, see, he's a douche.
Oh.
A douche.
I'll tell you right
I'll
now.
I'll say it right
you
on
shove
the
tell pickle you right in
my
now.
Mouth. You shove a pickle in my mouth, it's on.
You better not if oh I have God. My sword.
Dude.
Chuck killed a guy. Did he hear?
Listen, you put your pickle in my face, I'm going to kill you.
That pickle man.
What?
Will try to deep throat your lady with a pickle right in front what? Of your face.
Dude, he's
bored. He's selling pickles, so he's trying to figure out.
Chuck sliced his arms off. Oh my God, the pickle man yelled at me walking through while I was pregnant. He said, I'd offer you a pickle, but it looks like you already had one.
Yeah, he's a tool bag. God. I don't like him. I was drunk on meat, and I was like, listen here, pickle man. I'm sick of it. The queen was mean to me. I hate you all. I'm drunk on meat. It's a honey wine.
Wow, the Renaissance Festival pickle man.
Yeah, the pickle man has bad reviews.
He's I found the Ohio Renaissance Festival pickle guy.
It's got to be the same. Like let me see.
You don't like the looks
I
of it?
I think that's the guy.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly the guy.
No. That's you the guy. Found the pickle man.
How'd you find him already, Lisa?
No way.
Oh, my God. That's the most incredible speed.
I don't
to find
know.
The pickle man. That's
he has
him.
A Facebook page.
He's
look
a dude.
Oh, my guy.
God. He's called the poodle whore.
Yeah, the pickle pirate.
Sounds like he'd be a hit at the gay parties, but he's everyone's favorite pickle monger.
He's a douche.
He looks like
one. Oh, you can tell he's a douche just by looking at him.
I do
so
not care for him.
This is what he does?
This
like,
is
your
his
whole
life.
Deal is
he
just sells pickles.
He's got a bunch of pickle lines.
He goes town to town selling pickles.
And he says
pickle
things.
Jokes.
I'm like, you're not funny, sir.
Guy.
He's a big dill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Ooh. See what I mean?
I don't like
so that's him. 100%.
That's him, dude. I had an issue with him.
Why does it say the Ohio Renaissance Festival pickle guy?
That must be the troop that goes out.
Oh.
It looks like the guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if all pickle men have the same.
He just travels and.
His whole shtick is he shoves a pickle in your mouth.
Yeah, he tries to shove pickles in people's faces, and he's like a dick about it.
The pickle guy was trying to get someone's stepdaughter to deep throat a pickle in front of him. This guy's lucky to be alive.
Ooh. Dude, he's a douche. A douche.
You think he'd get knocked out.
So the Ohio Renaissance Festival.
So he's in Tampa for sure, 100%.
This is one pickle man, I bet, that just does this section of America, dude. Like, I bet they do the Ohio one, the Michigan one. That's a pickle man. I'm 99% sure that's. But I was drunk on mead.
You don't forget that. You don't forget that face.
Yeah, you don't
do you forget
that.
The pickle man.
He's
face.
Got that.
I did. I was like
pirate hat.
I was like, I'm gonna fight the pickle man. I think.
Someone said my friend almost fought the pickle guy too.
Isn't that funny?
Like I'm gonna grab someone's sword.
I'm telling you right now,
if
someone stuck tried to even if you got close. Number one, I don't want to go anywhere near a pickle.
No,
they disgust me.
He's like pervy about it too. Like
well, that's his whole shtick.
You know, like but he thinks
Dave's,
he can.
Dave's in a real bind.
I'm gonna pickle myself over here.
Stuck on
pickle. I'm
gonna
pickle. My computer is frozen.
Oh no!
Let's restart it.
I can't believe Lisa found him. I hadn't seen that face in many years.
It took Lisa 5 seconds to find Pickle Guy.
So they must be based out of the Ohio.
What are you trying to do, Dave?
Restart my computer, please.
You have to restart it?
Someone could restart it.
It's just down on the little wheel.
Renaissance.
I just Googled pickle sales at Renaissance.
Pickle sales.
That's a good Google. You're good at Googling.
I never thought I would Google that. No.
Pickle sales at the Renaissance Fest.
You get any other good info off that?
I mean, there's some other like
pickle search
people talking about him. And, yeah.
He's a douche. I did. I thought I was gonna fight him.
I think there's something about him being jailed. I don't know if
what?
It's him. I don't know if it's him.
Hey, if you try and force a pickle down my lady's throat, I'm going to kill
that's
you.
The thing.
Put
like,
your
was,
pickle in my face or her face.
I was there with somebody, and I felt his
trying
behavior.
To run over a security guard.
He's a douche.
It's probably. Oh. You think it's the one? The
oh,
same
wait a
one?
Minute,
it says pickled pickle vendor.
There can't
jailed.
Be just one pickle vendor in the United States.
It's possible.
He just travels from fair to
I
fair with his
the,
barrel of
I
pickles.
I think that the Ohio Renaissance guy has to be the same as the Michigan one.
I don't know who this guy is, but yeah, he's...
Renaissance Pickle Sales.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's something I didn't know was a thing. Do people eat warm Oreos? Like, do they heat them up?
That's bizarre.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't like it.
They do the, they dip them in batter and eat them that way, and that's warm, right?
Yeah,
fried. Well, I guess it gets warm when they, yeah, they deep fry it. But this is a story from the Fort Myers area. Someone in Estero, Florida, set their motorhome on fire the other day.
Sorry.
Sorry, lost it. Sorry, apologize.
Because
I police, my motorhome is on fire.
What happened?
Oreo fire, man. I was eating them up. We got a 5-alarm Oreo fire. I heat them up and eat them up, man.
What?
Come on down here and help me. My motorhome is ablaze.
That is
double
deadly.
Stuff. I heated it up too much.
Like nuclear fire.
Oh, my
Can't
God.
Turn my got back a on it for 2 minutes.
You know you can't do that. So what they did, though, these people, they microwaved the entire package to heat it up.
Come on.
So we're talking the wrapper, the plastic wrap, the container around the Oreos, everything.
High? They were really
a little bit.
On something.
They just were uneducated.
But the small amount of metal that's in the printing on the package, that's what caused the fire in the microwave. That spread to the rest of the motorhome. Significant damage.
Oh, yeah.
It's a write-off, they believe. Luckily, no one was
lost the whole thing, man.
Man, I've never heard it. Do not microwave.
Probably. No, because no one on earth does.
Right.
That's the thing. Oreo probably was like, we had no idea anybody had even ever
like
imagined.
Like, it goes into the head office at Oreo.
What?
They heated up the whole package in the microwave.
Yep, they did. We're going to have to write on the label not to microwave now.
You're listening into a head office meeting at Oreo.
Oh, God. They did. They were heating them up, first of all. There's metal in that.
Yep.
Didn't even take them out.
You would know in 2 seconds. Well,
look at the
look lightning
damage that caused you guys. The damage is crazy.
Oh, I got a video of it.
My motorhome. No.
Here's the story from NBC2. Let's listen in here to see what is. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
I like what they're making.
This happened in a motorhome off of Lazy D Farm Road.
A dip.
According to Estero Fire Rescue here. And here's the report now from NBC2.
Nurse in Estero learned the hard way why you do not microwave Oreos.
It's a 25
second. Not the package.
Look.
Firefighters released these images of the damage from a home on Lazy D Farm Road off Corkscrew Road. Look at all that. Firefighters warned that Oreo packaging contains small.
We're right at the corner of Lazy D and Corkscrew. Help me, my motorhome. Lazy D and Corkscrew. Oreo fire.
Yeah, that's it too, right? The old timey bucket of water.
It ain't going out.
Listen, it's an Oreo fire. Do you know those things reburn? I've never seen anything like it. Biggest disaster we ever seen on Corkscrew Road.
We're going to have an Oreo meltdown.
Right, Lazy D and Corkscrew, quick!
It'll never stop burning.
They wear, like, they got the big pants.
Yeah.
Do like a clown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, significant damage there, as you can see.
Oh, it's so
But again, the main thing I take away from this is that some people heat up their Oreos, which I did not realize.
Well, these people, I don't know if you go away off of them. I don't know if it's.
We're
a
hard on these treats down here.
I swear to God, I would do almost anything for a video of them returning to the scene. And talking about
these people?
Talking about the valuables that they've been able to salvage.
We lost all our Benny babies.
I would love to watch a review of things that they were able to
salvage
from the fire.
Oh my God.
If I could just do that.
I lost so much.
Oh, their under counter cough maker. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
What is
looks
that?
Looks like it survived.
Space Saver.
Yeah, the Space Saver coffee. Looks like some sort of flower wreath there in the
thank
wall.
Thank God. We got it. Oh, thank God that didn't
lovely
get destroyed.
Mirror. Should be all right.
God. What in the hell? Full size, beautiful mirror.
Like an Oreo is okay frozen, I believe.
Sure. Right, we've heard of that. That's a safe and common
yeah, it's
way.
It's a way safer
in
way
fact,
to do
if
it.
Especially if it's like a dipped chocolate one.
Delicious. But to heat them up,
microwave.
I feel like you could get burned. It's a very stupid thing to do. I just, yeah. All around stupid.
Yeah, how does the filling react to the heat?
I don't know.
Would it just melt?
Melt.
Yeah,
that's
or is there so many chemicals in it, it doesn't melt?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we can do a science experiment.
Do we have any?
We don't have any.
Check the vending machine and see if they have any in the vending machine. Oh.
Does Oreo filling melt?
Isn't it funny just to picture somebody taking a package of Oreos and just putting it in the microwave?
Trying to save time. They didn't want to take it out of the package.
And I bet the package that they heated up too was more so like the individual, like just like a little strip where there's like four cookies. Because that's almost like a foil type wrapper.
Mm.
Oh, if you buy like a whole package, it's like the plastic that you peel in the middle has got like the sticky stuff to seal it back up.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they threw like the aluminum wrapper in there.
That's wild to just take stuff and just put it right in the microwave without thinking about it. Mm. Just a whole stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why I would do that.
Someone knows the flame. Someone knows them.
Oh, shoot.
They could see the flame.
Well,
no,
they said that they could get us that video of them going through the house. And
no, but then this one says,
what?
This one here.
Hold on.
Oh.
I could see the flames from my
oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Oreo fire smelled delicious.
It was delicious and terrifying.
Well.
Anywho, we wish them well.
Yeah.
Down there on old Bone Lick Road or whatever they are.
Great lesson that day.
Yeah.
I bet they lost at least half of their dream catchers.
They did.
They go up so fast.
Oh, I know. Especially the ones with all the feathers.
Oh, yeah, the feathers.
Everyone's saying it's because they plan to eat the whole package. That's why they warmed up the whole package.
Yeah,
right. They warmed the whole package.
Yeah,
right.
Of course. I'm not going to.
All our dream catchers are gone.
Our dreams is just loose.
Our dreams are loose.
Our dreams are loose.
There's videos of people flame grilling Oreos.
Weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Our dreams is loose.
Never going to get them back.
Oh, no.
We lost them.
Oh, well, we wish them well.
We do.
All the best to you and your home. Like
people could see the flames.
Taken by Oreos.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's crazy. It's still hot.
Going to move on here. Chuck, yes. You know you have been very brave, I believe, in the fact that you speak openly about your battle with hemorrhoids.
Oh,
man. As we transition from Oreo fire
to hemorrhoids.
Yeah, like the last one I got.
You've been very brave.
Listen, the last one I got changed my whole entire life. Because it was.
Wow, it changed your life?
I've had to make. I've made complete life changes.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Oh.
It scared me.
Oh.
It scared me.
Wow, Chuck. That's a big admission.
It's pretty bad.
You've been going through this?
Dude,
a
while ago. But it was.
Did you have a lot of rectal bleeding?
No blood, no nothing pain. Like that. And the pain wasn't even that bad. It was just there.
It
was disturbing.
It was just there. It was like a grape.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having a grape down there.
Mystery grape just appeared.
Yeah, mystery grape appeared. And I tried everything to get the grape to go away.
No luck. Did you try the potato cure?
Honestly?
The potato cure.
Honestly, no. I didn't know about the potato cure. I just let time take care of everything.
How long did it take for your mystery grape to leave you?
A month and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You had a grape up your ass for a month and a half.
So what's crazy about it is, I had a doctor's appointment in January that I was supposed to go to, and he canceled it. And I was like, thank God.
Was he going to finger you?
I think it's a physical.
Well, wouldn't you be able to cancel?
Well, I would have, but I would have just, I'm not going to cancel it. I would have just went in and I would have said, hey, listen, I got a grape down there. I don't know what's going on.
You shouldn't go down there.
But, you know.
Don't mind the anal grape.
Right. But now I go, now I go tomorrow or whatever and it's, and everything's gone.
You're all clear.
So I'm much, I'm thank God, you know?
Yeah. So with this potato thing, do you have to rub your potato on it or something?
You got to put the potato in there. Inserting a slice of peeled raw potato into your backside for 30 seconds.
Jesus.
Here's the thing. Doctors say, do not do this.
No.
Do not put a potato up your ass.
No.
Man, doctors got to tell people that.
It's a home remedy for hemorrhoids that's been circulating online lately, especially on Facebook.
The Russians, man.
But doctors have stepped in to say, listen, this health tip is anything but that. They're warning people not to put a potato up their ass because of all of the possible negative side effects of shoving food up there.
Yeah.
Not the way to treat your hemorrhoids.
It's not how I treated it.
Don't put Oreos in the microwave or potatoes up your butt.
It's a crazy time.
We got to tell these things every day.
It really is.
The Russians are just saying it on Facebook, dude, and we'll do it. They're like, did you know if you have hemorrhoid, you stick scorpion up your ass. You know?
And then there's like there's a million dudes shoving scorpions.
Doc, it's worse.
It hurts. I don't know why. It hurts. Scorpion's supposed to fix it. But it hurts.
It hurts bad, Doc.
I should not have listened to Facebook. I shouldn't have listened to Facebook. I know that now.
Yeah. Can you imagine I'm sitting at home, I peel a potato, I slice it up, and I shove a piece up my ass and just leave it there for
a while
to cure my hemorrhoids?
Listen.
You want any kind of cure.
If I would have known it worked, if you guys couldn't even believe what I did. The things that I'd have to do. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You scare me with these things. I don't know. Like how. I mean,
he does scare me too. I'm super afraid. Just, my dad got them, but I've never had them.
All it takes is the wrong.
You have one, and then you have them for the rest of your life.
Here's the issue. It's 100%. It's my fault. 100%.
It's diet related.
When I do my business,
push too hard.
I just decide to do my business and like. Immediately, I want this out.
I can't look at you when you talk like that.
No, I want you to look right at me. Look in my eyes.
When he talks about his hemorrhoids.
No,
uncomfortable.
I don't want to talk about it.
When I have one,
aspirin.
When I've got one,
Stop looking at me, please.
No, listen. So my whole thing is like I poop like a Marine. I've talked about it before. Like I've realized
it's time to go.
And like James has talked about it. He'll be in there for 25 minutes, letting nature take its course and doing all the stuff. I am not like
that. I thought that was bad. His method.
I think if you sit too long, it's good.
It's kind of, you got to go somewhere in the middle.
But
you can't linger. You just got to.
My thing would be, I'd start to feel like, ooh, like I got something brewing. And I'd instantly go to try and get it out. Right?
Wow.
And then, so
push yourself.
Every once in a while, I'd push too hard. And you'd feel it. Like, you'd know right away. You'd be like, oh.
Ooh.
And then, so this last time, I was like, oh, that was weird.
Oh.
And then,
Oh,
you know, you know, man, like, you know, the guys who have had them,
Chuck's hemorrhoid stories are like when C-3PO was telling the Ewoks. Oh, the whole.
around looking at him. Tell us, Charlie.
And then I'll tell you.
You know what? You changed my life because two things.
Yeah.
Because of you, I bought that crappin' stool, whatever it's called.
Do you still have
the squatty potty. That is really how you should be going.
Yep. And I take fiber tablets every day. It's a bit of Lisa, a bit of you. You both changed my life.
Yeah,
I don't want to have them.
Fiber.
I don't want to get backed up. I don't want to. So I use my crappin' stool and I take my fiber.
Yeah. That's why we all care so much about each other's bowels.
Yeah. You know, and a guy messaged me and he was like, one of the big things that you can do to like save yourself, he's like, because a lot of it is actually caused in the wiping process.
Oh, you wipe too hard?
Well, like,
you give it too much hell?
You like give it too much hell, or you're there for too long or whatever. And this guy, guys who messaged me after I talked about it last time was like, dude, I got a bidet and it saved my whole life. And so like, I'm seriously considering it.
You should.
Yeah. Because he said it's a game changer. And you know, like me and Rowan went to a baseball tournament and we got the one room in this like Motel 6 type of thing that had like a bidet in it. He raved about it. And then I realized, yeah, I know why I read.
Okay. All right.
They're awesome. Yeah. They're awesome.
Again, with a bidet, just because I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You got to wipe afterwards, right? You don't just blast and let it air.
Do you wipe and then bidet, or do you both?
You can do any way you want.
You can just,
really.
It'll take care of anything.
But then
you could
when
get
you're
in
dripping,
there.
When it's wet.
Some of them have a dryer.
Blow your ass.
Yeah. Hair dryer down there.
Wouldn't that smell?
No,
there's an odor thing in there, too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Takes care of everything. There's a fan, an odor eliminator.
You guys got the fanciest toilets I've ever heard of.
Jesus Christ, these toilets like an ass.
You can just buy a seat.
You can just buy a seat.
Yeah, you can just buy a seat. You don't have to go crazy.
You connect it to a water line?
You don't
have to get like a plumber in there?
No, the water line. You have a water line.
You know, like the water line that goes to your tank?
Yeah.
That's it.
It attaches to that, then to the tank, and it feeds both.
Oh, so you like split the water line.
Yeah, it splits.
Electrical, too, you need though, right?
I just don't want to ever get hemorrhoids, man. This sounds bad.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, you know, it's not a huge deal until you have to get your b-hole replaced like my buddy had to.
Yeah, right. It can cause serious
Someone
problem.
Said he went to a doctor, a female doctor. She put a rubber band around his hemorrhoid and killed it off.
Well, I was worried I was going to have to do it. It's the same way you'd get rid of like a skin tag where tie something around.
It just kills
it. Super tight. Gosh. It cuts the blood circulation off to it, and then it would just fall off.
Mm. You hear that snapping of the rubber band coming at you?
No!
Chuck, let's see that ass grape!
Coming to juice that grape.
Oh my God, you would have needed like one of those big, thick elastic bands they use for mail.
All right. That's enough of that. Way too much ass grape talk.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.